You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Jermaine Defoe to score and Sunderland to win 9-1, Anthony Martial to score and Manchester United to win in the betting at 3-1. Derek, let's talk about last Saturday first of all, and Sunderland's deserved 2-2 draw with Liverpool at Anfield. It was always coming, Derek. 82 minutes on the clock, 2-0 down, ended up drawing the game 2-2. A lot of Liverpool fans have suggested the walkout was responsible, Derek, but that's surely slightly churlish.
Well, I mean, it was supposed to be the fans who walked out in the 77th minute, not the players as well. I mean, it must have had an effect, because you don't 2-0 up against a team and fighting against relegation with 10 minutes to go. And if you're a team that started the season with top four ambitions, you don't throw that away. So I tend to believe that it did have something to do with it. But I'm a Liverpool fan, so I would say that, wouldn't I? I like Sunderland at the moment. You know what? Of the teams at the bottom, they look the most likely to climb out of trouble, I think. There's something about them. They seem to be on the up where other teams are on the glass mountain, and I've got a fancy for them this time around. You know what? After 30 years of betting, I'm beginning to change my tack a little bit now. After 30 years of unsuccessful betting,
just
I've decided
30 years.
To change it. Yeah. And now I will look at a match like this, and I think, if I was a bookie, what bet would I love to take? And if I was a bookie, I'd love to be taking money on Man United at odds on here, 4-5. I think it's a criminal price. I know that United traditionally open up a bit more on the road. You know, they're not as negative on their travels as they are at Old Trafford. But still, they're not a team you can trust. We've seen that all season long. They don't win enough games. And I happen to think Sunderland are 4-1 are a very tidy bet here. I really do. I just can't have Man United at these kind of odds.
They have picked up slightly Manchester United recently, Mark. And they've got a good record at the Stadium of Light as well. They've won 9 and drawn 4 in their 13 trips to the Stadium of Light. So Sunderland never won in this fixture at home. Mark, what are you seeing here?
Well, there's quite a few teams that have got a good record at the Stadium of Light, and unfortunately Sunderland aren't really one of them. It's really been a bit of a tumultuous week for Sunderland with all the Adam Johnson business. Mm. And I'm told Jermaine Defoe is 50-50 to start against Man United, so that without him in the team, you're kind of questioning where the goals are going to come from for Sunderland. Man United have... You know, they have picked up the last two performances, probably been best two of the season. They played really well at Chelsea last week. Very unlucky not to come away with the 3 points. So really, I couldn't have a bet until I actually see the teams and see whether Jermaine Defoe's there, because I really think, you know, he without him, it's just hard to see how Sunderland are going to really score enough goals to win the game.
Yeah.
But they have conceded on the travel. I think they've only conceded 5 at home, Man United, this season. Because 17 away from home in 12 or 13 games. I mean, that's quite over one a game for a team, you know, like United. It's quite astonishing, isn't it, really? I know that Sunderland are not the greatest scorers. But I don't know. I can't explain why United are so different away from home. Is it, you know, does Louis van Gaal give them different tactics, do you reckon, then, Mark? How do you explain, you know, the distinction between their home and away record?
Yeah, it's very strange. He seems to keep it so tight at home. You know, he's petrified of conceding first goal at home. I'm not sure why that is, but it does seem like the shackles have come off the last couple of weeks. Stoke at home, they played really, really well, looked really good going forward. And at Chelsea, they had so much threat. You know, it was like watching a completely different team last week. So I think maybe Van Gaal's realised that, you know, that there's a way to play in the Premier League, and it's not perhaps the way that he was playing earlier in the season.
Yeah, just to pick up on that Jermaine Defoe issue as well, only Sergio Aguero has scored more Premier League goals in 2016 than Jermaine Defoe, who's got 6, and Wayne Rooney, who's got 5. So a couple of informed strikers... set to go head-to-head.
Yeah, but hang on a second. I know he's important to Sunderland, but we're making him like a second coming here. It's Jermaine Defoe who couldn't get a game for Tottenham. And sorry, I'm not having that. Yeah, he'd probably be a more dangerous side Sunderland with him, yes. But, you know, it's not like, oh, God, Jermaine's not playing, we're finished.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.